Lesson 6. Out of her league. Pam Postema grew up in Willard, Ohio, hooked on sports and with an unusual ambition. She aspired to be a Major League Baseball umpire. At the time, this seemed like an impossible dream, and no one took her seriously. Postema persisted, however, and in 1977 enrolled in the country's top umpiring school. At that time, she was 22 and well aware of the strong bias against women in professional baseball. Although the school she chose to attend had previously accepted several women, none had completed the course. In its entire history, the school had graduated 7,000 men, but not one woman. The umpiring school's chief instructor treated Postema fairly, and he was very candid with her. He told her that her chances of getting a top job in the future were slim. In order to make it into the major leagues, she would have to be twice as good as any man. Postema was determined to succeed, and she did well at the school, graduating 17th out of a class of over 100 students. She began at once to look for a job as a professional baseball umpire. Within a few months, Postema made her professional debut with the Gulf Coast Single A League, and during the next few years she advanced steadily. In 1983, she began calling plays in the AAA Pacific League, one step below the majors. It was not easy, though. If a male umpire made a bad call, it was brushed aside. If Postema did the same thing, she was accused of becoming flustered. Some baseball fans seized on any error she made as proof that umpiring was not an appropriate occupation for a woman. Postema believed that a manager would often view a confrontation with her as a test of his manhood, and that if he failed to intimidate her, he felt somehow disgraced. She wanted to show that no one should expect to attack her authority with impunity, so she ejected managers and players from the game at twice the rate of other umpires. She even had three spectators thrown out of the ballpark for making obnoxious remarks about female umpires. Postema admits she sometimes enjoyed arguing, whether with managers, players, or even other umpires. In fact, she says that many umpires are addicted to arguing. In 1988, Postema got a job umpiring the National League spring training games, where she had to deal with Major League players and managers. When the starting pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates told a reporter that God never intended women to be Major League Baseball umpires, Postema retorted that she doubted that God was interested in baseball. Not everyone was as blatant as the Pirates pitcher, but the hostility directed against her, far from diminishing, seemed to intensify as her career advanced. Pam Postema's career as a professional baseball umpire was marked by talent and spirit. Her stint in the minors had lasted 7 years when she was dropped from the official list of umpires. There was nothing unusual about this. After about 5 years in the minors, most umpires are let go to give others a chance. Very few make it into the majors.